playing it. N8WRO. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, sir. Just testing out the roaming feature here on the radio. Make sure it's all working. We're heading to Greenfield Village today.
Oh, nice. What a good day to do that trip. Yeah, good deal. Got a sunny day for that. Signal sounding good, and don't let it roam away from you, but it sounds good.
Perfect. No good tip. Hey, if anybody's looking at going to the, they're packed. So, we'll come with our first attempt, and then they said it was packed. So, but on to stop number two.
Copy that. Have a good day. And just a quick question, if you happen to remember, do you remember the number of people that attended Skywarn? Sarah said it was a record, but I forgot the number. N8WRO. Dave, I'll repeat my last. Just curious if you happen to remember the number that attended Skywarn. Sarah said it was a record, but I forgot the number.
I'm thinking it was around like 70-ish, something like that, but I'm not 100% positive on that one.
All right, I'll ask a few of the other guys just to get an approximate number, just for the state net tonight, just something to report. I thought it was a good turnout, good class.
Yeah. If you're not able to, or if nobody remembers, I can just send Sarah an email, or you can send Sarah an email, and she'll probably have an answer to you on Monday.
All righty, sounds good. Again, have a good trip up there. Safe travels. We'll talk soon. N8WRO, after you, sir.
Hey, Tim, I talked to Junior. I'm only here for a second. I talked to Junior this morning. They drove 30 miles out of town to get away from that thing.
He's lucky he picked the right direction, because sometimes it's hard to tell which way it's moving. If it's standing still, it could be coming at you.
Yeah, well, he was watching it on the radar and then the hook and everything else like that. And the hook is what they were concerned about. And I think I told you that. So he was right at the edge of the hook, and he says, okay, we can be out of here. He says, I guess it was a crapshoot. You and I talked about it this morning, but told me he drove 30 miles out and then parked in a gas station and watched it from there. But it dissipated by the time it got to Fort Worth. So it was kind of funny. We're all talking about weather, and he gets himself stuck in one hike in the stairwell.
Well, that was similar to, I was talking to Jeff last night on that call we had with John, and when we were doing the Skywarn duty the other day, that's when the Dexter Ann Arbor tornado came by, and I think I told you, but my daughter told me it's Zeeb Road and Jackson Road right there southwest of Ann Arbor, and it actually hit the clubhouse. I didn't realize that, so it actually touched down in their subdivision, hit their clubhouse, and did a little damage there, took some trees out, popped out, and then it hit Yost Arena in Ann Arbor and took a bunch of trees out over there. So they actually had a touchdown, and I was doing the Skywarn duty thing, and it's like I had to text her and get a hold of her. We're already in the basement, Dad.
Oh, very good. All right, I'm going to step out. You guys have a good day. Dave, enjoy the trip. Marion owes me one of those. She's a big fan of Greenfield Village, and I've never been. So that's on our bucket list this spring, WVDL.
Yeah, he may be out of range now. I'm not seeing anything on the board. N8WRO clear as well.
KE8, are you 8?
I think the old Jay Russell.
KE8, are you 8?
W8AOR, statewide 1. Looks like I didn't have the speaker up quite loud enough going down the highway. Go ahead, station.
KEC8,
KJO. KEC8, KJO. Call sign sounds familiar. I wonder if we've talked before. Name here, Scott, over in Muskegon.
I'm over here in Clinton Township, Mount Clemens, Macomb County area. Muskegon, how's the weather up there?
Actually, pretty nice. Mostly sunny, 64 degrees. Can't really complain.
You have 64 degrees down here. You still got a lot of snow melting up there. Are you guys good?
Yeah, we haven't had snow in quite a while, well over a month, so we're in good shape. Waters have receded from all the flooding, so not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. I mean, last time I was out in that area, I was going through Ionia County and over by the fairgrounds, and, well, couldn't ride a horse in the arena, but you sure as heck can swim.
Yeah, hopefully that's behind us. We don't run into that again until spring.
Well, let's hope. You guys need more water up there, like a hole in the head.
Well, it looks like what? Less than 3 weeks away, or around 3 weeks away for Dayton? I was thinking over the winter going, man, it seems like a long ways away, but now it's getting pretty close.
Yeah, I got a couple of other operator friends of mine that are going to go down to that.
I'm hoping I don't have to work club table as much and can spend more time enjoying myself. Go out to shop. I spent a lot of time in the flea market area. I really never get a lot of time to go through the main area too much, so I want to kind of flip that around this year. Although it seems like year after year, there's not a whole lot of new stuff that comes out. Although I hear ICOM's got a radio they're going to release at Hamfestion.
Well, that sounds interesting. I got a friend that's going to go down there. I work too much. You know, so not ready to go down there just yet. Maybe next year. We'll see. JC, Kid Joe Friday.
Well, I'm making an annual thing since I know what the date is. And as early as the hotels will let me, I book my hotel for the next year.
Yeah, I can't afford that right now. I still got other stuff I got to catch up on.
I hear that. I get lucky because I got points, so it doesn't cost me anything for the hotel. You used to go down camping. There's a great campground down there. It's a Caesar Creek campground. I don't have a camper anymore. And I'm getting a little long in the tooth for sleeping on the ground. I just go get the hotel.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been camping. Who knows? I might do something in the future myself.
All right. Well, I just had a short jot. See if anybody was out there, and I'm getting close to home. So I'm going to drop off in here while I deal with the rest of the traffic and traffic lights, so I'm not a distraction. Thanks for coming back. Have a great day. WAY.
Yeah, have a good one. Talk to you on another day. KCKGL Sunday.
KE8, RUH.
Hey, Anthony. KCKGL.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Good. What are you doing this wonderful Sunday?
I missed that one. What'd you say?
You out and about like me, or what are you doing?
Yep, I am on my way home. I just met up with a couple friends to have a afternoon cocktail on the patio and going home to make some dinner and enjoy this great afternoon.
Yeah, the wife is picking up spaghetti sauce and sour cream so we can decide if we're going to have tacos or if we're going to have spaghetti tonight for dinner. Daughter doesn't come home until tomorrow night, so we can have spaghetti when she's not around.
Sounds like you have two nights worth of meals there.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. Of course, I got to go check out my dishwasher and see why it keeps, after it gets like 5 minutes in, it, I don't know if it reboots or what, but then it drops the time down to 2 minutes and it doesn't wash, so got to go figure that out as well.
Well, that sucks. It's never good to have malfunctioning equipment at the house. It usually leads to a lot of frustration.
It goes from 4 hours and 17 minutes and drops down to 4 hours and 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden, whoop, the timer changes to 2 minutes. So I'm like, what on earth?
Hopefully it's something simple and not something that's a total pain.
And I guess I'll figure it out when I get to the house, since I'm done here at Meijer.
Are you in Meijer right now?
No, I'm sitting out front in the Interceptor. My wife is in there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, parking fire lane, you know, by the door, so she doesn't have to walk far and get some looks here and there, I'm telling you.
I would do.
Yeah, but there's no markings on it, so, I mean, it just looks like a black and white car with lights on it. You know, it could be security, for all they know.
Yeah, the lights are probably a little bit extra, though, so it leads people to think one way or another, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, it does, especially when I come to intersections and I can't see the side of the car and they all stop and count 3 seconds and then they go. That's funny.
Yep, I can imagine that now. I've likely done that myself.
Makes for an interesting conversation piece, I'll tell you that much. You don't know how many kids are saying, wow, is that real?
You tell them, no, and you could have a car like this one day, too.
Absolutely. Can't find one as complete as this, except some security company in Westland, I think, is selling one.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, I will catch up with you soon. I just got to the house, got to start making dinner. K-E-8-R-2-H.
Yep, she's done in Myers. I'm heading up to the house myself. 73, KCKGO.